Coming up, we'll play an audio quiz with the most sound effects you've heard on public radio since Steve Inskeep's Morning Zoo comedy show. Let's check in with our contestants. Hannah, you also love to cross-stitch.
I do.
I do love that. So you've made stuff for all of your friends.
Yes.
And your family.
Most of them, yes.
And now you're moving on to basic acquaintances?
Yep.
Okay.
It's office people that I will never meet, like their children.
Okay, I was just like, what is a basic acquaintance as opposed to an advanced acquaintance?
Yeah, just kind of, you know, my coworker, I made one for her baby, and then her 9-year-old said, I want one too, so I said, okay.
Can I have a cross stitch?
Sure.
Robbie? I feel like you have enough. Robbie, part of your Instagram life went viral because you went to a bachelor party weekend alone.
Yes. Sort
of by accident.
By accident. I landed in the morning on Thursday, and everyone, including the bachelor, was supposed to fly in Thursday afternoon, and due to weather, all of their flights were canceled. But most of the tickets were bought for sporting events, and reservations were made. And I really had nothing else to do for a few days. So I had the bachelor party by myself.
So you document the whole thing. Did you have a good time?
Oh, I had a great time. Jake's bachelor party was the best thing that ever happened to me.
So we have an audio quiz called Name That Sound. We're going to play a famous sound effect or piece of production music, and I'm going to give you three possible names for that sound. You buzz in and tell me the real name of the sound effect. Robbie, you won the last game, so you win this, and you go right to the final round. Hannah, you need to win this, or we're going to put speakers in your shoes that go, don't, every time you take a step. First up, the sound that blows your ears out before a THX-certified movie. I want popcorn. Is that called A, earstorm, B, deep note, or C, soundgasm? Hannah.
A?
Earstorm.
Yes.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Can you steal, Robbie?
Deep note, B.
Deep note is correct. Yeah, it's called deep note. From 1991 to 2002, this song played during NBA games on NBC. Yeah, that sounds so happy.
That sounds very exciting.
What is that called? Is that A, round ball rock, B, slam dunk jam, or C, courtside blast? Hannah.
I would say B, the...
Slam dunk jam?
Yes.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. But I'm glad you buzzed in. Robbie, can you steal?
I'll go with C.
Courtside blast?
Sure.
I'm sorry, the answer was round ball rock. I know. It sounds like it's written by people who've never seen a game of basketball, doesn't it?
Or people who don't know that all balls are round is the other thing.
Can you identify this Mac computer error noise? Is it called oopsies, B, pixie shout, or C, sosumi? Robbie.
B.
Pixie shout. That is incorrect. Hannah, can you steal?
Oopsies?
Oh, you'd think so.
Oh, really?
But it's actually Sosumi. It's a jab at the Beatles record company Apple because they threatened to sue Apple Computer if they released anything that sounded musical under the name Apple. I don't know who won, but I don't feel sorry for either team.
They're all doing okay.
Yeah, they're fine.
It turned out fine for all of them.
This is the theme song to Project Runway.
Oh,
Wow is right.
I just want to say, why do they have a theme song that sounds like a cat is getting murdered?
Well, the challenge was fur.
Yeah.
Is it called A, disaster transport, B, get plastered, or C, who is this woman? Robbie.
A,
disaster transport is incorrect. I'm sorry. Hannah, can you steal?
Who is this woman?
It's actually B, get plastered. That's right. John Williams composed this theme to NBC's Meet the Press. John Williams, can't he just leave some work for someone else?
Yeah, I know. Does he have to kill it every time?
I know. Is that called A, the pulse of events, B, First Amendment suite, or C, anthem of deceit? Robbie.
A, pulse of events.
That is correct. Puzzler Archung, how did our contestants do?
Hannah, we're sorry to see you go. Robbie, congratulations. You're moving on to the final round.
Coming up, we'll find out who will face off against Robbie in our final round at the end of the show, and I'll talk to Annabelle Gurwitch, whose new book is called Wherever You Go, There They Are, Stories About Her Dysfunctional Family. If I wrote a book about my family, I'd call it Wherever You Go, We'll Judge, But We'll Never Visit. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.